Thank you for tuning in to the She Words Podcast. She Words are just myself, Felicia Ramsey, sharing with you what God is speaking to me through me as a woman. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. Welcome to today's She Words Podcast.
Welcome back for season two of the She Words Podcast. She Words are motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. My name is Alicia Ramsey, and I am the founder of the She Words Podcast. Many of you are returning for the second season, and I want to start out by saying thank you so much. If this is your first time listening to a She Words podcast, I would ask that you take the time to go back and binge listen to the entire first season. You will find out that we are evolving in our messages that we share with you each and every week. I'm looking forward to some new guests this second season, new topics, and taking the time to share with you the journey that I face daily as a mother, as a wife, as an educator, a mentor, pastor's wife. There's so many roles that we face as women, and if you're a man, you can receive something from this podcast as well. Today's topic is going to truly touch male, female, young, old, because we all deal with self-esteem. As I prepare for this second season launch, there's so many things that have been going on in the last few months in my life. Here we are trotting into fall. And as many of you know, children are back in school. The weather is getting chilly in Indiana. Many people took advantage of the boom in the housing market and sold homes, bought homes, or decided to move. We've had a lot of transition and change in our family as well. Our oldest son, who is 24, well, he just turned 24 this week. He's in his first year of teaching, so I'm seeing myself mirrored in him being a first-year teacher. He's elementary education, slightly different because I was secondary education, but I'm now transitioning into a mentor, similar to his father's role in his life. Our baby girl is in sixth grade. This is our first year that we've changed school. She was in the same school for 8 years. And because we moved, we wanted her to be closer and experience a neighborhood school. So this is new for all of us as a family. And then our middle son, who I talk about all the time, that you all love when we talk about Embrace the Exceptional. He's 20. And I literally just had his last IEP conference. I had his first IEP conference when he was 3, and now he is 20. His teacher and I both got emotional. So as I said, there are a lot of things going on in your life, and there are a lot of things going on in my life as well. But I want to thank you for taking the time to listen today. As I said in the beginning of the podcast, if you're just tuning in, my name is Alicia Ramsey. And She Words are motivational messages for men and women, but I truly like to focus on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship. And today's topic, we are going to talk about battling self-esteem. Battling self-esteem. All of us have gone through seasons of life where we question things about ourselves, physically, mentally, in our career, in our relationships. We've questioned our talents. We have questioned our abilities, not sure if we were in the right occupation, not sure if we were living in the right neighborhood. There are many things in life that you question about yourself. And battling self-esteem, whether you believe you have a high self-esteem or a low self-esteem, we all have issues in that area. But it is up to you to decide how you are going to handle those issues and what you are going to do to deal with them. If you have questions at any time, feel free to contact me at shewords.com. So if you go to my website, aliciaramsey.com, there's a place where you can leave me messages, you can make comments, you can go back and listen to a podcast or a She Word. So make sure you contact me at aliciaramsey.com. Look for the location to type in emails or go to our She Words Facebook page and you can put comments or questions on that page. Self-esteem means the way we look at ourselves. It is a personal evaluation in which we assign to ourselves great, little, or no worth. In other words, it is a matter of whether or not you like yourself. There is a difference between liking yourself and loving yourself. When a person has high self-esteem, it shouldn't be confused with being egotistic or prideful. When you have high self-esteem, you are a person that is confident, you are outgoing, and you are well able to meet life's everyday challenge. So let's swing to the other side of the pendulum. And what does it look like to have low self-esteem? This is when a person doesn't feel good about themselves. Such a person suffers acute attacks with guilt, fear, and inadequacy. This feeling is so deeply embedded that most obvious facts that anyone can see about them, that person doesn't see about themselves. And they cannot shake the feeling of self-loathing. The classic low self-esteem is the beautiful teenage girl who imagines herself as looking hideous. She can look in the mirror and there can be this beautiful young woman there, no matter what size she is, no matter what color skin she has, no matter her ethnicity, no matter her hair texture, hair color. She is a beautiful young lady. But when other people see this beauty and compliment her on the beauty, she doesn't see it in herself. Every parent would prefer their child to be confident and successful rather than fearful and withdrawn. But as many of you know, like myself, as they are going through teenage years, as their body is changing and going through puberty, a lot of young people suffer with low self-esteem. So it is important for us to know how to battle self-esteem. I'm going to do a part one and a part two of this series. And as I said early on, it doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter your ethnicity, your economic status. We all deal with self-esteem issues. Now, if you can, I want you to take the time to write notes. I want you to take the time to meditate on this. Maybe pause or listen to it again. James Dobson, he's an author that I'm going to quote from right now. If you've never read any materials from James Dobson, D-O-B-S-O-N, I would encourage you to do so. He says in the book, Hide or Seek, that the matter of personal worth is not only the concern of those who lack it. In a real sense, the health of an entire society depends on the ease with which the individual members gain personal acceptance. Thus, whenever the keys to self-esteem are seemingly out of the reach for a large percentage of the people, as in the 20th century, America has to deal with widespread mental illness, hatred, alcoholism, drug abuse, violence, and social disorder. This is quoted from his book, Hide or Seek. The lack of self-esteem can be seen as the root of evil in many societies. It is hard to value the lives of others when you do not value your own life. As you know, I am a Christian and I share this with you all of the time. The Bible tells us to love your neighbor as yourself, but it's hard to love yourself when you don't even like yourself. It's hard to love others or like others when you don't love yourself. And as James Dobson said here, and I truly believe that to be the case as well, you can hate people for no reason because you don't like yourself. Jealousy is truly a disease. Many women suffer from jealousy. Many men suffer from jealousy. Teenagers suffer from jealousy. And jealousy can cause people to do some damaging things. It is up to you to decide, do you have high self-esteem or low self-esteem? There are evaluations that you can take. There are tests you can take. You can talk to a therapist, a counselor, a psychiatrist, whatever you choose to do. Some of you that are listening to me right now, you already know the answer to that question. You may have had high self-esteem and then you went through a terrible divorce or a terrible breakup or you lost your job or you went through financial hardship and you attached your self-worth to a relationship or to material things or to your occupation. And now that that item is removed or gone from your life, you have allowed it to take your worth. So now you're in a season where you have low self-esteem. And it is important for you to work through the process. What is low self-esteem? I'm going to emphasize to you to understand what low self-esteem is. As I said earlier, there's a difference between high and low self-esteem, which you know. But low self-esteem is when you lack confidence. about who you are. You feel incompetent, unloved, and inadequate. That may not be the case, but that's how you feel, and your feelings are real, and you are entitled to feel that way. People who struggle with low self-esteem are constantly afraid of making mistakes or letting other people down. As a mentor, as a spiritual advisor, and a counselor, I often deal with young people that struggle with perfectionism, not wanting to disappoint their parent, not wanting to disappoint their employer, not wanting to disappoint their professors. They have so many people they're trying to get approval from, which can cause them to deal with low self-esteem when they make a mistake. And no one is perfect. We all make mistakes, but it is how you bounce back from those mistakes. It is how you reflect, learn, and listen as you decide, am I going to let this mistake make me or break me? I've decided in my life to let many of my mistakes make me, and you can do the same as well. Having self-esteem issues is okay, but I don't want you to stay in that space. That's why I'm glad you're listening today, and I'm glad you're going to share with someone and tell them, hey, Alicia Ramsey has this podcast called She Words. It's motivational messages on motherhood, marriage, and mentorship, and her first episode of season two, she is talking about battling self-esteem. If you want more detailed information about how to conquer low self-esteem, make sure you go to our She Words Facebook page, send me a message there, or you can go to AliciaRamsey.com, and I would love to connect with you in that way. There are many reasons why people have low self-esteem. I said that it can happen through a relationship, or it can happen through financial hardship, or maybe sickness or disease has afflicted your body or someone that you love. So there are many reasons that it could happen. Sometimes it can be genetic. It could be the way you grew up. I say all the time, we're products of our environment, or other life circumstances can play a role. So no matter what has happened in your life to cause you to be in this season of low self-esteem, we have to get out of it. Other signs. You may be a person walking around, you're very confident about yourself. There may be something else that is causing you to react the way that you do. There are some other signs that I want to share with you. If you are saying to yourself, you know what, Alicia? I believe my son, I believe my daughter is dealing with low self-esteem. Or you may say, you know what, that may be what's going on with my husband. That may be what's going on with my wife. What are some other signs of low self-esteem? Okay, here you go. Another sign of low self-esteem is sensitivity to criticism. Sensitivity to criticism. If you have low self-esteem, you may be extra sensitive to criticism, whether from others or from yourself. So your spouse may make a comment, or the person that you're dating may make a comment, or a family member may make a comment about something. They're not bad-mouthing you. They're just telling you how you could do something differently or better, and you take it and you blow it up into more than what it is. You see it as somebody reinforcing your flaws and what you are incapable of, but they're just telling you, hey, this is something you could do differently. So there's sensitivity to criticism when you are dealing with low self-esteem. You are socially withdrawn. You like to spend a lot of time by yourself. I know we have been dealing with, you know, a global pandemic. We've been dealing with an epidemic, and you've not been able to do a lot of things you've liked to do in the past. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you don't want anyone else around. You may have children. You may be married. You isolate yourself from your family. You stay in your room. You don't come home right after work. You want to do anything possible to keep other people out of your personal space. Number three, hostility. You snap back. You pop off. You say mean things. You get angry real quick. For someone who has low self-esteem, lashing out or becoming aggressive towards others is a defensive mechanism. If you feel that you are about to be exposed or criticized, it is easier for a person with low self-esteem to attack another person. Like, I'm going to hurt you before you hurt me. People dealing with low self-esteem, they may have physical symptoms like depression, anxiety, anorexia. It can also lead to unhealthy habits like smoking tobacco, smoking marijuana, alcohol abuse, or any type of drug use. Low self-esteem is real, and it is not just a teenage thing. You can be 60, 70 years old and deal with low self-esteem because your life has changed. A lot of the things you did when you were younger, you're unable to do. You may be dealing with sickness in your body where you can't move the way you used to move, or participate in things that you used to participate in. I know how a lot of athletes, especially professional athletes, when they go through a serious injury and they can no longer perform the way they used to perform, their esteem was connected to their performance. So if I can no longer perform on that level, now I don't see myself as valuable. And it can cause a person to spiral down and to deal with depression and deal with anxiety and deal with low self-esteem. I am a person that goes through different seasons where I feel great about myself and things that I'm doing. I'm very critical of what I do and how I do it. And now that I am 50 years of age, I have looked at my life and said, there is so much time that I have wasted. There has been so much time that I have wasted criticizing or critiquing things that I have done where I should have just learned from it and not make that mistake again, or look at how I could have done it better and then just do it better. But not harboring on the fact that if I would have done it this way, this could have happened. If I would have done it that way, that could have happened. Living in the moment, living for today. We're talking about battling self-esteem, and make sure you take the time to listen and to list some things that may be exhibiting in your life or the lives of your children right now and how you can address them. The classic example of a teenager that I said earlier, a young woman or a young man that are esteemed by others, but they look at themselves as being unworthy, not valuable. In their opinion, they may be fat, ugly, stupid, or hopeless. They constantly may walk around with an inferiority complex, which causes them to withdraw from the world. Sometimes they can escape to drugs or even consider suicide. Do not take those signs lightly. If there is a young person in your life, if it is your child, your bonus child, a niece, a nephew, someone you mentor, if they are dealing with low self-esteem, please take it seriously. Search for resources and connect to people and institutions that can help you and your child get through this season in their life. It is real. Those feelings are real. What they see in the mirror is real. How they feel about themselves is real. And we do not want to live with regret because we did not listen actively to how our child or how the young person was feeling. Because a lot of times they want you to see the signs. They want you to hear the signs. They want you to read what they put out on social media. They want you to read their text messages. They may act like they don't. But when a child is hurting, they really want help. But there are times when they don't know how to get that help or who to trust to help them. All of us have seasons of low times in our life. Please do not judge someone that is dealing with low self-esteem, but look at it as, how can I help that individual? How can I support that individual? How can I help that young person? We should not be self-righteous. We should do our best to support those that are in need. There are so many ways that we can do that. And that is what I want you to focus on as you listen. Take down how you can use these healthy steps to build your self-esteem or begin to build the self-esteem of the young person, the spouse, the person you're dating, maybe a parent, it may be your neighbor, maybe your best friend, a coworker. You're going to take time and you're going to look outside of yourself. And as we begin season two of the She Words podcast, each week, I am going to be intentional with the She Words podcast to make sure you have tools, materials, resources to better the lives of others and better your life. 5 ways that you can nourish your self-esteem. You ready? Number 1, use positive affirmations correctly. Do you hear that? Correctly. Fireworks are going off because you are going to start using your positive affirmations correctly. Positive affirmations such as, I'm going to be a great success, are extremely popular, but they have one critical problem. They tend to make people with low self-esteem feel worse about themselves. Why, you ask? Because when our self-esteem is low, such declarations are simply too contrary to our existing beliefs. Ironically, positive affirmations do work for a certain group of people, but those with low self-esteem, they hear the positive affirmation and it just makes them feel worse. So you have to tweak it and say something like this. I am going to be a great success. And as I persevere, I am going to continue to succeed. Or you could say, I'm going to persevere until I succeed. You may say, success is in my future. Success is going to happen for me. I'm going to wake up each day and believe that I shall succeed. That's how to use positive affirmations. If you are a Christian, scriptures are the best positive affirmations because the word of God never returns void. Number two, identify your competencies and develop them. Self-esteem is built by demonstrating real ability and achievement in areas of our lives that matter to us. Oh, hand clap right there. Clap. We all have things. We all have abilities. We all have talents. We all have gifts. So build those gifts. If you pride yourself on being a good cook, throw more dinner parties. Show people your skills. If you're a good runner, sign up for a race and train for that race. In short, figure out your core competencies and find opportunities and careers that accentuate what you're competent at. Number three, learn to accept compliments. So many people have problems with that. So many people don't do that well. One of the trickiest aspects of improving self-esteem is that when we feel bad about ourselves, we tend to be more resistant to compliments, even though that is when we most need them. So, do you hear this beauty pageant music? Do you hear it? I want you to look in the mirror now as you hear this music. You may be driving, so don't look in the mirror while you're driving. If you're at work, do it on the side. Look at yourself. Set yourself up tall, shoulders back. Understand that you are a beautiful person on the inside and out. When someone comes up to you and they say, hey, you look nice today, accept that and say thank you, or how kind of you to say. If it's difficult for you to accept compliments, I love your hair like that. I like that outfit on you. You did a great job on that presentation today. Thank you. How kind of you to say. Let it roll off of your tongue naturally. Do not allow negative things to come out of your mouth first when someone gives you a compliment. Accept the compliment and understand that you are worth it. Eventually, it will become natural for you in doing that. Number four, eliminate self-criticism and introduce self-compassion. Be compassionate with yourself, the same way you should be compassionate with others. Unfortunately, when we see our self-esteem as low, at times we do not do a job well in allowing ourselves to make mistakes. Stop self-criticizing, have self-compassion. And number five, affirm your self-worth. Do different exercises like write down all the best qualities about you. You are an amazing person. You are a smart person. You're a compassionate person. You're easy to get along with. And continue to remind yourself of these qualities that you have about yourself. Write stories with yourself in it using this quality. Choose one and write an affirmation with that quality about yourself, but try to focus on all of the wonderful qualities that you have inside of you. Well, thank you. This has been a great first She Word, battling self-esteem. Make sure you listen to it in its entirety, and do not forget to go to alisharanzi.com. Send me comments. Let me know what you like to talk about. I look forward to having guests on the show. I want to say thank you for supporting season one. If you haven't listened to the She Words podcast at all, this is your first one, go back and binge listen our entire first season. Well, God loves you, and I'm so thankful for you. Thank you for supporting us. And remember, you are valuable. You are beautiful. You have so many characteristics and so many unique aspects that are inside of you that people need to hear. People need to know you. People need to be around you. You need to be here because you are going to change the world with your presence. Have an amazing week.
Thank you for joining me for today's She Words. If you enjoyed our time together, make sure you invite someone to tune in. Remember, God is love, and choose to let that love shine through you today. Have an amazing, make the most of this moment day.